still for sure.
大家好，我是佳佳。
Hi, I'm Charity Lee.
欢迎收听家里家外。
Welcome to 家里家外。
Hey, Charity Lee, 我每次来你家的时候，我觉得你家的狗都是第一个冲我跑过来，来欢迎我的。
Oh, yeah. His name is Stanley, and he is very friendly.
对。哎，你的孩子都很喜欢他吗？
Oh, they all like him very much.
哎，我经常在网上看到一些图片哦，就是外国人的家里的小朋友们呢，和宠物一起吃饭、睡觉、散步、玩游戏，尤其是养狗狗的最多。
That's right, and here are a few popular phrases.
Dog
is a man's best friend. Or, I do not consider my dog as a pet, but as part of my family. You may even hear someone say,My dogs are my children. I'm going to talk about them as much as you talk about your kids.
对，就是外国人家里边养宠物已经并不把它当成一个宠物了，而是作为 family member, 家庭成员。那在中国呢，别说是宠物们跟宝宝一起同吃同睡啊，就算是宠物们靠近孩子，宝爸宝妈们非常的提心吊胆啊，说万一沾染上什么不干净的东西该怎么办呀？
When I was growing up, the classic middle-class family was a couple, two cars, three children, and a dog.
有一种说法就是像在北美的中产家庭呢，是这样一个标准，一对夫妻两辆车，三个孩子一条狗。哎，那么为什么外国人那么放心把宠物和孩子一起养呢？
There are lots of reasons, so let's start today's show.First, the health and safety of pets is carefully monitored. Pets are required to be vaccinated and treated if they are sick.
对，外国宠物们的卫生啊，还有安全问题都是会得到保证的。那宠物们呢，必须要 be vaccinated, 打疫苗才可以被带回家，所以宝贝们是不会被染上病的。
And make sure they don't attack people.
对，确保它是没有攻击性的。
Second, it teaches the child to be caring and responsible. Children need to walk their dog each day and give it food and water. This is a good way for them to learn to care for something beyond themselves.
对，就是其实宠物可以教会孩子们 caring 和 responsible, 就是有爱心啊，有责任心啊。其实有的时候你光是说教啊，他们是不能理解的，一定要让他们自己去体会。所以呢，像中国嘛，尤其是独生子女啊，这些其实更该养宠物了。
But that doesn't make caring for a pet easy.
是吗？我小的时候一直很遗憾的就是没有养过宠物，现在又忙着养孩子，更没有时间养宠物了。
In addition to everyday care, the owner must register their pet. This can cost between $20 and $50, depending where you live.
就是在加拿大呢，狗主人需要交纳20到50加元的一个 registration fee, 注册费。那我听说很多的中国的大城市现在也是这样了。
But Canada doesn't have the strictest rules. In Japan, owners registering their dogs must report many details, even giving an illustration of the kennel. If any change has occurred, including the death or loss of the dog, it must be reported.
我听起来怎么那么像中国的上户口呢？
The management can even go to a home to inspect, and if the owner has not followed regulation, they can be fined up to 200,000 yen.
Oh,
can you believe that?
好多呀，就是说，如果发现有虚假申报啊，或者是违反规定的这种现象的话，需要接受最高是20万日元的罚金。我算一算啊，20万日元的话就是12,000的人民币。
哇，好
多。
The fines aren't that high in Canada, but pet advocates do promote that a pet is for life.
A pet is for life, 就是终生饲养的意思。
So if you get a pet, be prepared to care for it until it dies. You could go to jail for abandoning or abusing your pet.
Whoa, 加拿大如果是虐待或者是遗弃动物的话，还会有可能判刑哦，这个太严重了。
But it's not likely to happen. That's only in an extreme situation.
对呀，如果这么严重，谁还敢养狗呢？
Dogs are the most popular pets. Dog owners need to feed their pet, take them to the vet, and buy food. But this extra responsibility doesn't stop people. Some dog owners even pay a few hundred dollars a month to feed their dogs only organic food made with real meat.
哇，给吃给喝也就算了，还要去吃 organic food， 这个伙食也太好了吧。
But I think the biggest responsibility is walking the dogs.
对 ，walking the dogs 是遛狗，这个是必须的了。就是你除了花钱，还要花时间。
When we walk our dogs, they must be on a leash, unless they are in a special off-leash area.
就是你出去的时候还要记得 be on leash， 就是出去一定要记得带狗链。不过还好有专门放开的地方。
We also have to pick up after our dog when they go to the bathroom. Most people carry small bags to deal with this. And the owner can even be fined if they don't clean up after their dog.
对，哎，其实现在中国人出去的话，遛狗也会带上塑料袋啊，然后去装狗的便便。所以其实我看到有一些小区哦，有很多是提供粪便袋的，但是在中国还没有普及起来。
I'm glad to hear that. A dog owner needs to take good care of his dog. Not only does he need to clean up after him, he also needs to make sure he's healthy and given his regular vaccinations.
对呀、啊，其实不是说你养狗的时候做一次体检就完了，你需要有一个 regular vaccinations， 定期的打疫苗才可以。
Canada has so many laws for pet ownership. Another cause for a fine is if a dog bites. The owner could even be put in jail. But usually the police start with a smaller punishment. If the owner doesn't listen, then they will give a more harsh punishment.When I was young, my dog bit the mailman, and the police ordered that he be put to sleep.
我觉得在加拿大养狗好危险啊，动不动就进监狱了。所以刚才才提到嘛，就是出去的时候一定要把狗拴起来，以防它去咬人。
And most apartment buildings don't allow dogs. Some do with special permission. But if other people in the building are against it, or are allergic to animals, this could cause problems.
所以就是如果你住在公寓楼里边嘛，那其他的住户可能就反对养狗啊，或者是 allergic to animals， 对狗是过敏的。这就是我这么多年一直没有养狗的原因，因为我还没有钱去买别墅。
If you keep a dog in an apartment, you may not even be able to use the elevator. If other tenants are allergic to dogs, they will complain.And then you'll only be able to use the stairs when you have your pet with you.
我觉得好惨呀，就是说你如果养狗的话还不能坐电梯，要走楼梯，所以其实住公寓养狗真的是挺麻烦的。
But listen to this. In Britain, if a dog barks too loud, the owner can be fined. And even up to £5,000.
英国的主人真是得管好自己的爱犬了，因为如果他们的小狗啊叫的声音太大的话，主人可能会被罚款，而且会高达£5,000的罚款。这么多我还是头一次听说哎。那这个狗叫怎么控制呢？
Dogs can be trained very well, but if you're not at home, that's a challenge.I've heard some owners use a camera to record their dog's actions while they are away. Then they try to teach the dog better habits.
天啊，还要去 use a camera, 装上摄像头。我觉得怎么比养孩子还累呢？对啊，所以你们的狗一定是讲文明、懂礼貌的。
There are lots of dog training agencies that help owners to train their animals.
就是我听说过有 house agency, travel agency, 所以你这里边还会讲 dog training agencies, 动物培训机构。
Going on vacation can be a challenge too. You need to find someone trustworthy to watch your dog. But some owners will miss their dogs too much, so they either choose a holiday destination where the dog can join, or they just stay home.
哇，听起来好惨啊，就是度假的时候你如果舍不得狗被别人养的话，就是还要放弃这种度假的机会哦。所以我终于知道这种责任感是怎么培养出来的了。
Saying goodbye to a dog can be painful. In Canada, if our pet dies, we will bury it in our backyard, grieve its life, and tell stories about it for years to come. One writer says that on the day you meet your new dog, You know that one day that dog will break your heart.
是啊，狗狗的寿命就只有十来年，所以呢，当你跟它有深厚感情的时候，你又忍受要跟它的生离死别，所以这种不是一般的心痛哦。
Jia Jia, we've talked about many challenges to owning a dog, but I still think dogs are worth it. My life wouldn't be the same without the dogs I have had.
听你讲了那么多呢，其实我是决定克服万难去给我女儿养一条狗的。
哦，太好了。
所以今天我们讲了好多的怎么样去养宠物啊，尤其是怎么样去养狗，以及想一想西方国家是怎么样想的。那今天的节目就到这里喽，喜欢就关注家里家外吧，感谢你的收听，下次见喽。
Until next time.